With KSJD News, I'm Gail Binkley. Supporters of a recall effort against a member of the Montezuma Cortez School District's Board of Directors have until January 8th to turn in petitions nominating a possible successor. An election has been set for February 16th to decide whether Lance McDaniel should remain on the board. Montezuma County Clerk and Recorder Kim Purcell said that as of Tuesday, no petitions had yet been turned in to her office. Meanwhile, Cortez Police Chief Vern Knuckles told KSJD that investigators have been unable to trace who hacked into an online meeting of the school board on October 20th and threatened McDaniel's daughter. Montezuma County Sheriff Steve Nowlin said the sheriff's office was not involved in the investigation. The January meeting of the school board will reportedly take place with some members meeting in person and others present via Zoom. During the meeting December 15th, some members called for having everyone meet in person. Chair Sherry Wright said if they wore masks and sat 6 feet apart, they would be as safe as when they go to the grocery store. Wright said having hybrid meetings in the past was chaotic. But Superintendent Lori Hawkins asked whether this might be considered discrimination against board members who don't feel comfortable meeting in person because of health reasons. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.